Relax for me. Sink down and let my voice help. I'm just here to present a series of little arguments, philosophical discussions about why a particular way of expressing your sexual ache is more desirable than another way of expressing that part of yourself. In this case, I propose that exploring chastity has some truly wonderful benefits, but as I've expanded on in other little hypnotic sessions, it can be difficult to resist the urge to toy with a chastity belt, to run your fingers over it and try to cheat the system, try to find flaws in the belt that let you get off while still seeming to be respecting the key aspect. Now, even if you're engaging in chastity yourself, maybe it's enforced to keep you from masturbating too much, or maybe you just want to explore that delightful tantric tingle when you wait too long. Or if you're working with another person, and you're entrusting the key to the chastity device to them. Well, there are a lot of different devices out there, a lot of different methods, but they all have something at their core. The idea that you can't be trusted to respect a particular signal of restriction. Signal of restraint. So, I'm going to present the argument to your subconscious mind that a certain signal of restraint could be very beneficial. That respecting it at all times could make you happier, more relaxed, and more sexually fulfilled. And that, as you gain a greater understanding of that chaste ache, that desire to be on edge because you've gone so long without coming, you might embrace a chaste existence after all. So what should we use? Well, I think just allowing silky, feminine panties, wearing them on your body over anything that you might have that would work as a chastity device can be a no-go zone to prevent any flaws in the chastity device itself from being exploitable, unless you need to remove them for hygiene or living purposes. Having those panties be something you'll not only wear, but respect as a barrier. And not just respect as a barrier, but crave to have in place. Feel comfortable with them, so that if you trail your hands between your legs, try to slip your fingers around the edges of your panties, you'll find your hands just can't complete the motion. Why, you might ask? Well, feel pleasure. My voice, washing over you, reminding your mind what you already have and what you already want, reminding you of pleasure. Well, the pleasure you'll receive when you delay your orgasm, when you truly understand what it is to be twitching, aroused, and chaste, that delay is such a pleasurable thing that as you become used to it, as you gain the capacity to think of those panties as a sign of your devotion to actually playing by the rules of your new chaste existence, the idea of subverting them would simply seem wrong. For example, you and I are going to agree here. We're going to negotiate. We're going to set out a way of being. And once we have, you'll agree with me to follow it. By subverting the rules, by sneaking around that pantied sign of your submission to this way of being, you're actually only cheating yourself. Chastity is pleasure. Think about it. Every moment you've gone since the last time you've come expands the pleasure. It is always worth waiting for because the longer the delay, the more profound the release. Waiting is pleasure. And as you start to see chastity as pleasure, waiting as its own reward, you come to the realization that the longer you wait, the bigger the orgasm will be. But then, after a while, it starts to turn into a pleasure of its own. Imagine wearing the sign of your chastity, your discipline, your obedience. Wouldn't it grow on you if it was something you did every day? Wouldn't it eventually become so natural that it was just the way you are, the way you are most comfortable? And if it did become the most natural thing in the world, wouldn't you want to wear a sign of your induction into that way of being? You're sitting there. Your hands are resting by your sides, and you are aware. That's what it is to be chaste, to live a chaste existence, is to always be aware of your arousal, of the ache between your legs which dictates your being, which creeps into your head and says pleasure, 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 evoking a desire, nay, a need, to slide your hands between your legs. But that competes with a different need, a need to see how good it'll be after you wait longer and longer. And every instance of waiting just a little longer makes the feeling just a little better when you finally give in. Yes. And that feeling is only going to expand, to enter your mind as part of who you are, to put out little feelers and remind you throughout the day as you feel your panties. And it will always be all right to slide your hand down over the outside of your underwear and feel them there, covering any chastity device. But all chastity devices will be unnecessary. When your panties are on, you know you can't cheat around them. You can't reach around them. You can do nothing but let them be. Let them be a sign of your increasingly chaste life. And the desire to reach into them would be to interfere with pleasure. What is pleasure? Waiting is pleasure. Chastity is pleasure. The delay between the pleasure now and the pleasure you know will be greater later. So say you imagine, I think now is a good time to slide off my panties and touch myself until I come. I think now is the right time. But there will always be a competing force in the back of your head, reminding you of two things. First, that waiting is pleasure. Chastity is pleasure. The delay is everything. And secondly, that those wonderful panties are perfect to wear. They feel just right. And why would you want to take them off? Now, sometimes you'll have to take them off, either because the urges are just too much, or because you need to do things that require it. But the urge to return to that life, wearing your panties, letting them be the impenetrable boundary preventing you from reaching climax, preventing you even from trying to cheat your way around your toy, instead letting you live out this chaste existence, aching for them, wanting to be bound in those panties, to have your underwear serve as a sign of your increasingly happy, chaste life. And that's the thing. To live in that chastity device is irrelevant if you know you would never break the little promise, the pact evoked by your panties, hugging your hips, reminding you that there's no need to touch, that you can exist without touching. But first, I was talking about waiting turning into pleasure. Think of it like a hypnotic trance. The more I evoke language of relaxation, sleep, ease, the more I assist you in entering the right meditative state to expand that consciousness of how you are relaxing over you. The reason it feels so much better to slip deeper, ease your muscles, fall under, entrance, is because you have longer to truly think about what's happening to your muscles, to your mind, to your thought processes as they slow, to your breath as it deepens. Because you have the time enough, you hit upon additional, pleasurable alternatives to other thoughts. You hit upon new ways to relax, and relaxing with the assistance of someone who can keep talking, even if your mind is so thoroughly at ease that it can't generate full-on sentences, that it fails to actualize thoughts and instead has feelings. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Well, the longer I have to help you slide down, the better it feels. Think of the little hypnotic relationship with your panties covering your chaste crotch as something very similar to that. The longer you wait, the better it's going to feel. Until someday, the waiting feels better than the climax. The waiting and feeling that achy thought in the back of your head, pulsing bright and telling you, God, I'm so horny. I'm so aroused right now. I need it. I need it badly. And that aching need. That's what inundates your consciousness, teases your mind, and solidifies the knowledge that you will return. Return to listen to my little explanation of how you feel, of what you can want, and what you could have. Listen and envision your panties clinging to your hips, covering your chastity device, reminding you of your nature, of the truth of your nature. Waiting is better. Frame in your mind that image of waiting. Your chaste, aroused body, inches from coming because you've been waiting so long, and yet you know you must not. Ruled by the space between your legs, which is sealed off from you by your panties that you become increasingly attached to. The more you listen to my words, the more you relax into thinking about them, the more the realization may become easy. To realize the pleasure that comes from wearing your panties, from sinking down with me and realizing how good it might feel to just try it out. And as you try it out, if you're enjoying the heightened sensitivity on the rare occasion you do slip them off and pleasure yourself, the rare occasion it's allowed for your mind to go wild with twitching, orgasmic climax, you may return here. And if you do, I'll be here to assist, to spin the right words to remind your subconscious that its interests and desires line up with your conscious mind, and that in so doing, all of you is in agreement about one thing. Your panties are the absolute boundary. Your hands don't slip inside them. That would be to disrespect the little promise you're making to yourself here. And furthermore, you might stretch the bands. But better even than that, when you run your hands along the outside of them, no sensation will appear inside. For one simple reason. You're able to have that little boundary. Let them symbolize the urge to wait, the desire to delay, that manifestation of a deeper urge. Now sometimes, when we explore deeply interlinked hypnotic subjects that grow more pleasurable with time, the pleasure can overwhelm us, and that's why I'm here to assist you. You can allow your mind to just droolingly journey to a place where the chaste existence between your legs has given you so much pleasure from the act of waiting that you would never want to spoil it by climaxing that kind of waiting ache. Let me be the personification of that. When you come here, and you relax, and I say things like sleep, pleasure, good job. You are allowed to think of me as wanting you to be chaste, wanting to help you enjoy the chastity, the depth and the ache, and to live in that feeling of being delayed, of being on edge, of being waiting, panting, relaxed and happy. All these things are bound up with the wearing of your wonderful panties, reminding you via the underwear coating your chaste ache that you want this. No commercial chastity device can be quite so strong as the often discussed, rationally comprehended desire. Your subconscious wants you to feel pleasure, to indulge in the more relaxing aspects of the body. It doesn't just want that, but there is an aspect to the body where it becomes trained to seek pleasurable things. That's why we masturbate and climax in the first place. But that pleasure can be enhanced by rationally understanding and adding to our understanding new facts and information, such as the intense pleasure of waiting. Waiting is pleasure. It's like sliding deeper into hypnotic trance. It feels good the longer you go on. And like hypnotic trance, after a while, your actions become automatic. You no longer need to think about putting on your panties. You'll just do it. You no longer need to actively think, oh, I can't slip my fingers inside my panties. Instead, it just becomes an impossible action. And eventually, you no longer think, God, I've waited so long. Instead, you think triumphantly, yes, I've waited so long, and it feels so good. As you embark on that little journey of training yourself, you're allowed to think of my voice every time you hear it, as also whispering to you and reinforcing, no touching when your panties are on. You have to wait. Waiting is pleasure. Your panties override all sensation inside them, hiding any chastity device you wear underneath, reminding you that it's inaccessible. Touching within is impossible. But that doesn't matter, because inside your panties is a waiting, pulsing ache that doesn't go away. It lurks. It gets expressed every time you do take them off. But it also sends little pulses to your mind saying, yes, I'm living the way I want to. My chaste existence needs more training. And then you find yourself back here, being reminded that your panties train you. They condition you. They tell you how your body's supposed to be, aching, on the edge, horny, and waiting. They remind you that that's how you feel best. And that, like going into a deep, deep trance, it'll only get better with time. More relaxing. Increasingly easy to absorb. As you absorb every word I say, and let it help you solidify the image. You, chaste, pantied, covered, trailing your hands over your hips. Perhaps you try to plunge some fingers beneath the waistband of your panties. And perhaps, just like when you're deep in trance, your hands just hang there, limp, loose, languid, not moving. You wonder about them and give them a different command. You pick up a glass or your hands grasp one another, something like that. And that works. But every time the order tries to get through from your brain, telling your fingers to play beneath your panties, they just stop where they are. You stop where you are. And the words come through your head, love. Waiting is better. Waiting is always better. And when those panties are on, they pump that thought into your head. Waiting is always better. You need to wait. You ache to wait. Now, if someone instructs you, and you're cooperating with them in training your chastity, sure, that urge can be freed. But otherwise, you're just gonna come back, listen, relax, feel the pleasure of a nice deep trance, like a warm bath coating you. Associate that with the feeling between your legs when your panties are keeping you chaste. That's an easy association. And that's why I encourage you to use my voice. Let every time you hear my voice reinforce, your panties are important. Waiting is better. Waiting is pleasure. Chastity is pleasure. And when you finally do come, the longer you wait it, the better it'll be. Just like when you slide deep. And you know that even if you awake, you'll be ready to return next time because your brain's been taught particular ways of thinking about trance, of thinking about going deep. So too, you can learn a particular way of staying chaste, of reminding you that the chastity device is just a symbol. The panties are doing the work. Good. Deeper and listening. And as you slowly rise, you better make sure your panties are on snug. Wake.